It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, did you have a good weekend? I'd like you to take a good look at this box that I brought today. See if you can guess what it might be. Looks a little like a small trunk, doesn't it? And it has a lock. I have the key in my pocket. I will open it for you and show you what it is. It's a special kind of desk. It's an old sea captain's desk. And it was used on a lap like that. You put it on your lap and write a letter while you were out on your boat on the ocean and the waves were going like this, you know, and it would be right there. Or you could put it on a table. Yeah, let's take it to the kitchen and I'll show you some other things about this special desk. You see, it has different compartments. Here's a place down here to keep your tablet, your stationery. And here's another one up here. Keep things in there, things that you might want. And then this desk has two secret compartments. Compartments that, here's one of them right here. Go like this with your finger. Can you tell that? Look at that. Lift that up. And that comes out. There's a place to keep pencils or other things right under there. They're hidden, you see. That's why they're secret. Now, there's one other secret compartment, and I'd like you to take a careful look. It's right in here somewhere. Where do you think it might be? Well, if I go like this and pull that little piece of wood up, you'll see. See back there? And that was covering up these two little drawers. Special places to keep special things. Isn't that fun to see? Do you have a place of your own where you can keep special things that belong to just you? Some children have a drawer where they keep their special things. Some children use an old shoebox. Some children just like to have a place where they go to think and play. I like to have a place of my own. A place where I can be by myself. When I want to think and play by myself, I like to have a place of my own. I like to have a place of my own. A step on the staircase, a drawer or a chair, a corner, a spot anywhere. a place I can call my own. Dishes have places, so do pots and pans, beds and bathtubs, shoes and socks. Tables have places, so do faces and hands. Houses have places, keys have locks. I like to have a place of my own, a place where I can be by myself. When I want to play and think by myself, I like to have a place of my own. Does your mother or dad have a high shelf or a locked place where they keep things that just they can use? Do they have drawers where they keep their papers and they don't let children get into them? Everybody really needs a place of his own. Even old sea captains. You know, over the weekend, my family and I visited Audrey's mobile home. She showed me some things about her place that I'd really like you to see. Why don't we go over there now? All right? Some special things about her place. Let's go to Audrey's mobile home and office. Come on. Barbara.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Is Audrey here?
No, not today. One of her busiest days. We've just been whirling around. She's got 101 things to do. I don't know where she gets the energy. I tell her to slow down. It's like talking to a wall. A grandmother, too. Can I help you?
I'll wait for her.
Oh, it may be a few minutes.
Well, that's all right. I was here on the weekend, and she showed me how this place transforms into a living room. And I really like it.
Isn't it amazing? Oh, yeah. It's just the way everything just works so nicely. You know, remember, this came down?
Yeah.
But you know, it's so very important that whenever it gets put back into an office, that everything is put exactly back in its place, particularly when we're so busy. Mm. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Audrey cleans everything. Oh, hi, John. Yes, what do you need? Okay, 3 cans of the powdered floor cleaner. Mm-hmm. Group A is out near you. Why don't I have them drop it off at your place, all right, where you're working now? Okay, call back if you need anything more. Thanks a lot. I wish you'd get back. I have to go into town.
Well,
for
could
a few
I
things.
Take care of things here while you're gone?
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Just answer the phone and tell anyone that calls that I'll be back in about 15 minutes.
All right, I will, Barbara.
And I'm sure Audrey will be back probably even before I do.
Good.
Thanks a lot, Fred.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nice here. Things to write down. Oh, there's a... Audrey cleans everything. Well, I'm sorry, neither one of them are here right now. Could I take a message? Yes, this is he. Yeah, well, expected back in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sure. Be glad to tell him. Fine. All right, then. Okay, bye. Leave them a message here. There. Hi, Audrey.
Well, hi, Fred. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was
nice
just taking Barbara's place for a minute.
Oh, thank you very much.
She had to go downtown for something. She said you all are real busy today.
We are. Anything happen?
Well, I just got this one call and left the message for you there.
Oh, thank you.
Very much. I came by to see if you might show my friends how this place turns into a living room. You know how you did on the weekend?
Oh, I'd love to, but today's almost impossible. How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow would be fine.
Tomorrow's great for me, too. It's a little lighter day.
Good.
Well, I can show you one thing today.
What?
Well, just
oh,
press
that one.
This
yes,
button.
I'd like them to see that.
And there's my clown painting.
Yes, that's really great, that picture. But there are a lot of other things, and we'll see them tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You have to see the magic come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Audrey cleans everything. Uh-huh. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good to see you.
You too.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Audrey cleans everything. Oh, certainly.
There are some times when people do have to hurry. It seems Audrey and Mr. McFeely and people with jobs like that have to hurry to get their work done. Of course, there are some people who like to hurry, and they find it really hard to take their time. And then again, there are some people who like to take their time, and those people find it very hard to hurry. Could you sing that Take My Time song with me? I'd like you to. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time to tie my shoe, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you, and everything I do. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. That's I. Of course, everybody has to hurry sometimes. Sure, we have to be sure to be ready for what comes next. You know, that circus painting at Audrey's reminded me of a panda we sometimes pretend about. What's that panda's name? Purple Panda. Right, let's get the trolley. Oh, trolley. Let's make believe that Purple Panda and Black and White Panda come for a little visit. King Friday and Lady Aberlin could be talking at the castle as the trolley goes by in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready?
Trolley, and I would like to end the letter by saying, and I will always be your gracious Majesty, King Friday the 13th. Now, will you read that back to me, please?
The last part, you mean?
Yes, that beautiful part.
And I will always be your gracious Majesty, King Friday the 13th.
Lovely. Now, do you have time to take another letter, Miss Plifkate?
The phone has been keeping me quite busy today, sire.
Very well, then. You carry on. But find Lady Aberlin for me, will you?
Oh, certainly, sire.
Yes, I think, being a king is certainly a thing that makes a person ponder. But whether or not you have a thought, it's easier to be fonder of any other station in life.
What did you say, Uncle Friday?
Just thinking about being a king.
It's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Very big. Lots of meetings and letters to write.
I know.
Many people wonder about my neighbors.
I'm sure.
Many ask about Purple Panda.
Oh, really? I hear he's in the vicinity.
Near here?
Somewhere around. I just heard about it yesterday.
Well, I trust that he will visit us in this neighborhood.
Would you like me to go and check on his whereabouts?
I would.
I'll do that, and I'll report back to you as soon as I find out anything.
Very good, Niece Aberlin. Niece Aberlin,
Yes, Uncle Friday.
I just wish to say that I was very pleased with you as a niece and as a person.
Why, Uncle Friday, how nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now carry on.
Now, who would know the whereabouts of Purple Panda? Maybe Lady Elaine.
Oh, hi. Can you open this thing?
What is it?
Well, it's a box with a secret way of being opened.
Do you know how to do it?
Well, I used to, but I've forgotten. It's the worst feeling not to be able to do it.
Let's see.
There's a part, something on the side that slides.
Something on the side that...
That's all I can remember. Do you see anything?
Let me see. Over. Yes. Maybe this. No. Maybe this. Ah!
Yeah, that's...
Now, do you suppose it opens...
There you go. Now push it. Push that other thing over again. That one. That's it. Now down some more. There. Oh, now I remember.
And then,
you go. That's it. But there's something else.
What?
That part that's closest to you. Yeah, push it up.
Push it.
Yeah, and you'll find a little drawer. That's it.
Oh.
Fun, isn't
that's
it?
That's fun.
Yeah, once you remember how.
See, now I remember how to put it back here.
Yeah. Two different times over.
Oh, there.
Then up.
Well.
You got it.
Okay.
You have it there, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
What?
Do you happen to know where Purple Panda is? I hear he was around these parts.
Oh, sure. He's here. And his friend, Black and White Panda's with him.
Where?
They're visiting Daniel Tiger at his clock.
So they are.
Daniel's trying to learn to write, and they're helping him.
Oh, Uncle Friday wants to see Purple Panda.
Well, now's your chance to catch him before he goes off the purple way.
Okay, here's your box.
Thanks for your help.
I enjoyed it. See you later.
Toot toot, dear.
Toot toot. I was just coming to find you.
Hello, Lady Aberlin.
Hello, Purple Panda. Oh. It takes longer, but it's fun.
And quieter. Well, then, we are all fine.
Oh, yes, it's so good to see you back here.
We had a few days off from the circus and thought we would come and see you for a visit.
Oh, Uncle Friday wants to see you.
King Friday?
Yes.
What for?
Oh, I don't know, but he just seems awfully happy today.
Let's go see King Friday.
May I go, too?
Oh, of course. Maybe you could even write Uncle Friday a note. He likes to write letters.
Let's go.
Hmm.
Lady Aberlin, Purple Panda, and friend, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Uncle Friday.
Why, look at that.
Sometimes Black and White Panda likes to write his words.
Oh, just like writing letters. Good for you, Black and White Panda.
Yes. Lady Aberlin said that you wanted to see me, King Friday.
My niece is correct. Absolutely correct. Yes. Many people write to me asking about our different neighbors. They like to know how things are with you and with your circus friends.
Would you like to see some of our new circus act, King Friday?
Would I ever? I'll call Queen Sarah and Prince Tuesday. No.
Let us do the box trick.
Tuesday, come for a treat.
Oh, this is a day for treats.
Oh, yes, isn't it lovely? Good to see them, you know.
Come along, Tuesday, over there. You called Friday?
Yes.
How do you do, Lady Aberlin?
Hi, Sarah.
Hello there, Tuesday.
Hi.
Purple Panda and Black and White Panda are going to show us something from their circus.
Tuesday's glad.
Yes, I would hope so.
I think they're ready.
Oh, good. Excellent.
The box trick.
The box trick, that's
just
lovely.
Great.
Well, yes, it is a pleasure to have you both a part of this neighborhood for as long as you like. Now, won't you all come inside for some refreshment?
Oh, we would like that very much. I'd be glad to, Uncle Friday.
Yes,
well, then come
idea.
To the R room, please, for refreshment.
Sure.
Come along, Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday, come along with Daddy.
So the pandas are back for a visit. You could make believe some more about them for your own play. Sure, you have such good ideas.
Get my box. I better lock this.
There.
Oh,
there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Coming. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Oh,
speedy
you
delivery.
Were able to get it. Good.
Yes, he said I could borrow it for a few minutes.
Oh, good. This is an old-fashioned desk that a friend of ours owns, and Mr. McFeely was able to borrow it from him for a while.
Well, I'll show you how you can open it here. You just push down on this button.
You see, it has legs. This desk has its own legs.
And this folds down, and wait till you hear a snap.
There it is.
Now it's in place.
Isn't it beautiful?
Now this part of it will lift up. You see?
Place for envelopes. And that's for stamps.
Stamps. And here's more envelopes over here. And right down there.
Oh, this is the inkwell,
isn't
it?
That's the inkwell. You know, if you push on it, it should snap up. And that's where the ink is kept.
So that you take the pen out and dip it in the ink and then write your letters.
Well, now, that is the desk part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you fold this down, you see, it becomes a...
Oh, that's the sewing part, isn't it?
That's the sewing part. And there's some thread here, I believe.
And knitting needles.
Mm-hmm. And some more things that you would need to sew with.
And I guess all the spools of thread are kept back in here.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
That's a fancy compartment, isn't it?
Certainly is. Somebody could be writing letters on one side and somebody else sewing on the other.
That's right. Well, I have another type of compartment to show you.
Oh, really?
Right here, you see this?
Oh, I didn't expect this.
Is a little bank.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you put the pennies or...
Has something in it?
Has one penny.
It sure does.
Do you know how to get it out?
I suppose, do you have to cut it?
Oh. No, you don't cut it. There's a...
It's wood.
It's wood, and there's a little combination here. You see, you hold like this. Uh-huh. And just push. You see that part moves a little bit.
Another secret compartment.
And you turn a little bit more, and you push this part of it. And you see inside, there's a penny.
Surely is.
Rolling around in there. And I'll dump it in your hand now.
If you like. There's a penny.
That's the penny.
Let me see if I know how to put it back. You just slide this panel like this.
Right. Huh? And then one more panel.
And then this panel like this.
Snaps back into place.
Isn't that clever? Oh, I'm glad you found that.
And speaking of snapping, if you push these two buttons underneath the desk, which you probably can't see, but you just fold this back up. And he said to wait for
another snap.
Another snap. That means it's closed.
There it is.
And right now, I'll say speedy delivery to you already.
Well, thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. I was glad I was able to stay for a few minutes today.
Well, I am too.
Well, good day to you and a speedy delivery.
Yes, and thank him for loaning us that, will you?
I will.
Now you were able to see that kind of a fancy desk, as well as this old sea captain's one. Well, we've had a good beginning to our week. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being you. Right. I like you just the way you are, and I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.